USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a Texas Naval Air Station that wounded a sailor and left the gunman dead is being investigated as terrorism-related. The gunman tried to speed through a gate at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in a vehicle and opened fire on security workers. A female sailor, who's a member of the security force at the base, was struck but was able to roll over and hit a switch that raised a barrier, stopping the vehicle from getting onto the base.
All units receiving reports from the Naval Air Station that they have an active shooter on base.
The man got out of the vehicle and was killed in an exchange of gunfire with security personnel. FBI Special Agent Leah Graves said that they are continuing to treat this as terrorism-related.
We may have a potential second related person of interest at large in the community.
The FBI's field office in Houston has taken the lead on the investigation, and neither investigators nor the Navy provided any additional details. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. Global cases of COVID-19 topped 5 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. There have been 328,000 coronavirus deaths worldwide, with more than 94,000 in the U.S. alone. And President Donald Trump has a face covering with the presidential seal on it, but refused to wear it in the public part of his tour of a Ford plant in Michigan, despite the factory's policy. The president said, "I wore one in the back area, but didn't want the press to get the pleasure of seeing it." In the Ford plant in Ysplante, that's making ventilators to combat coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The justice system in Texas is having to deal with damage done by a dirty cop, and USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Almost 100 more drug convictions tied to the now former Houston police officer are expected to be overturned. The Harris County DA's office says Gerald Goines lied when he secured search warrants, which led to 91 convictions. Defense lawyers will have to review the evidence and request new trials before the cases are dismissed. Prosecutors already said about six dozen other cases will also end up being dismissed. The investigation into Goines began last year after the deaths of two people during a botched drug raid in Houston. Prosecutors have charged Goines with murder for that raid, as he had lied to get a no-knock warrant. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, has been asked by Joe Biden to undergo a formal vetting to be considered as his vice presidential running mate, one of several potential contenders now being scrutinized by his aides ahead of the final decision. While several are expected to consent to the vetting, at least one potential contender has bowed out. Senator Jeanine Shaheen, the Democrat from New Hampshire, who's running for re-election, declined Biden's invitation to be considered. But Senator Maggie Hassan, the other New Hampshire senator, has agreed, according to local news reports. Biden committed during a March primary debate to pick a woman as his running mate, and he said the list of women is currently around a dozen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.